USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The saga of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX airliners again lands on Capitol Hill. A Senate hearing today taking another look at the FAA's role in regulating that troubled aircraft.
It's critical that Boeing and the FAA get this right in order to restore public confidence in both the aircraft and the certification and oversight process.
Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island there at the hearing. The Boeing 737 MAX grounded after two deadly crashes overseas. Former Delta Airlines exec Steve Dixon recently confirmed as the new chief of the FAA. June job creation, according to the ADP private payroll survey, finds about 156,000 jobs added last month, beating analysts' expectations of about 148,000. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Controversial comedian Kathy Griffin says the FBI saved her life when she ended up on a kill list from the bomber Cesar Sayoc, who was accused of mailing explosive devices to Democrats and other critics of President Trump in 2018. She says the FBI stepped in to protect her when they found out that she was on the list, and she says, "I am not anti-government at all after the experience." Democratic candidates divided about health care and how to fix it. That was evident in the Democratic presidential debate last night, as 10 Dems, including progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, were warned by their more moderate colleagues that voters don't want sweeping, possibly undeliverable promises. At the suggestion that such things from Democrats could hand President Trump re-election, Bernie Sanders told the crowd in Detroit,
"The reason we are going to defeat Trump and beat him badly is that he is a fraud and a phony, and we're going to expose him."
10 more Democrats, including former VP and frontrunner Joe Biden, will be on that stage in Detroit tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Air Force General John Hyten, the current commander of the Strategic Command, has denied allegations of sexual misconduct from a former female aide as he undergoes a confirmation process. John Clemens has more.
That denial was made during testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee that is considering General Hyten to become the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
It has been a painful time for me and my family, but I want to state to you and to the American people in the strongest possible terms that these allegations are false.
The Air Force Office of Special Investigations reviewed over 10,000 pages of documents, conducted 50 interviews, and pursued the matter, but did not find any evidence to support the allegations.
The Trump administration's reporting that for the first time it's open to the idea of importing some lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. During a call with reporters this morning, the Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar said, quote, "What we're saying today is we're open," adding, "There is a pathway, we can be convinced." It's the latest in the administration's ongoing efforts to lower prescription drug costs. With voters ranking high prescription costs as a top concern, the president's made the issue a priority of his 2020 campaign. Get to know us online as well as on the radio, our newly redesigned websites at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.